I've been looking forward to this because he's a respected terrorism expert. He's a contributing editor for FamilySecurityMatters.com, and he is the author of the book Holy War on the Home Front. Terrorism expert Dr. Harvey Kushner joins us live tonight on WNDB's Mark Bernier Show. Dr. Kushner, thank you for being with us.
It's indeed my pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Kushner, when the criticism came out first about the NSA and the president's use of spying on Americans, I was probably one of the odd men out in my business. I wasn't alarmed by it. I felt that, you know, maybe 9/11 could have been avoided had we been more vigilant, and that the president is doing what appeared to me to be using every method at his disposal to expose the bad guys before they hurt us again. But has he overreached?
No, he hasn't. And I don't think you're odd man out. I think maybe on television, certainly in the networks, but certainly in talk radio, that's not the case unless you're on Hear America. Most of the shows that I talk to are supportive. The American public, in fact, there was a Pew poll taken the other day, a scientific poll, not one that we did on our website, which was not scientific, but which showed a high percentage of people want to be protected and wanted that to happen. But the country's split on it. And quite frankly, they don't have perfect information exactly what the NSA, National Security Agency, in fact, is doing. It's not really spying. It's not people sitting with headsets listening in to conversations like we're having now. It's really a computer-driven programs that monitor known al-Qaeda terrorists and al-Qaeda sympathizers overseas who are making calls internally into the United States. That's the first thing. So, in a sense, we got to be correct about this. This is not something that the Bush administration has alone completed. Certainly, Jimmy Carter, who I'm no fan of, Jimmy Carter, has done underneath his administration, and the best president from the waist down, President William Jefferson Clinton, also did it underneath his administration. So, you know, quite frankly, this is nothing new, and indeed. Americans need to be protected, and they need to have this type of ability. The NSA and the president, I think, has every right to protect the general public. So I'm in total agreement with this type of listening device and this type of tactic, given the constraints we face. We're not fighting an enemy on the field. Would Americans want General Tommy Franks, when he was in Afghanistan, to have to go into court and get a court order in order to deal with a situation that's unfolding? This is what the NSA is doing currently now.
I tell you, what you wrote for FamilySecurityMatters.com, every American should see this, because what you wrote said law-abiding everyday Americans have nothing to fear, and what the government hopes to gain from this type of activity. They're not eavesdropping on the conversations you and I have,
no.
Or if we call our parents or our children, and the mechanisms are not being triggered. If one of us mentions a fear of Osama bin Laden, so Osama bin Laden was said, so they're going to start pulling our conversations. And I think right. The president said today, Dr. Kushner, it's not conversations within this country, it's conversations that go out of this country, right?
Right, and a lot of them, most of them are coming from outside this country into this country. So you're absolutely right about that. There's a controversy now going on whether Google should share, the search engine should share with the government information about what people search. I'm against that, and I think most people are. But this is a different issue. You know, we're facing a war which is like no other war we've had a fight against. In World War II, we was on a battlefield, and we saw our enemy. We knew who our enemy was, even though they had a fifth column inside this country and worldwide. But here you're dealing with a stealth army, someone who's not going to clear themselves, certainly not somebody who's not going to put on the gloves in the same way as the Marquess of Queensberry wrote in the rules of fair boxing. This is an enemy that wants to kill us and harm us. And you know, the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, other organizations out there, how come they haven't come to the defense of Colombian drug dealers when our government has listened in to them without necessarily getting a warrant, or to organized crime members? But it seems that anytime you talk about people from a certain region of the world and there's a whiff of political correctness being violated, all these groups that are out there to monitor and protect the general public are out there outraged about this. And quite frankly, I think when you need to be protected, when you need a cop, do you call the ACLU? I don't think so.
And Dr. Kushner, you've heard the same criticism I've had from people on the left that think that this power could be misused by the president so that he could create a president's enemies list, and I think it's nonsense.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I have full faith and confidence in our American system, especially our system of justice. Maybe I don't. OJ's working out. But, you know, the point is we're elastic enough that when the pendulum swings in one direction, we tend to tighten up. That's what happened during the end of the 70s and the 80s when there were certain excesses by federal agencies in terms of creating files on individuals. The Justice Department created the Levy guidelines, which made it almost nearly impossible to open up a case file. But we're in a different situation now. And quite frankly, we need the Patriot Act, and we need this ability to keep up with the bad guys. The bad guys have all the technology they can use to deal with whatever they have to. We need to have that ability to do it on a moment's notice. And quite frankly, I don't think there's any sign that we're going down that slippery slope to voiding the Constitution and making this a police state or a Gestapo state, as that idiot Harry Belafonte compared the Department of Homeland Security, I mean, to the Gestapo, or Cindy Sheehan, who is an admirer of the leader of Venezuela, who's an enemy of the United States. I mean, you know, we have now a group of advocates out there who are advocating the destruction of our society.
Dr. Kushner, tell me, how is it that the Pfizer Act that came out in the late 70s, critics are using that as a criticism against the president. The Pfizer Act is supposed to prevent abuses. And the president said today that you're talking about something that was created 30 years ago. We've got an entirely different thing going on here. Is he right, Dr. Kushner, that that's entirely different?
He is right. And, you know, the Intelligence Surveillance Act that you're talking about, you know, things have changed. I'll give you an example. Wiretap. Years ago, when you had a landline telephone in which you took out a warrant with a specific address to a specific phone, that was one thing. Today, when you have disposable phones, when you have multiple phones, when you have cellular technology, when the bad guys can switch from one phone to another from another location and use some kind of server, computer server that's halfway around the world, we have to allow our law enforcement to deal with that. Do we want to arm our law enforcement officers in the street with 38 revolvers when automatic weapons are the weapon of choice by the bad guys? I mean, this puts us at such a disadvantage that it's incredible. We're not dealing with the Sopranos here. We're dealing with Osama bin Laden and other militant Islamic maniacs out there whose purpose is to destroy the United States, to destroy our culture, to destroy our way of life. And we need to deal with that. And you know, I would be the first one to stand up there if I thought our Constitution, our civil rights, our whole way of life was being threatened. They're not being threatened by our government. They're being threatened by the bad guys. Let's get real about this situation.
Are you okay with the Patriot Act as it stands, Doctor?
Absolutely. Absolutely okay with it. I'm disappointed that it wasn't put in effect for a longer period of time, but I think it's borne fruit in a variety of different investigations, including one in New York, certainly which unearthed the cell, and certainly outside in California. We've had instances. We didn't have such much success in the case down in Florida with Professor Samuel Arian, but again, I think that was a bad decision. And quite frankly, I think all of the things we've put into place after 9/11 have been quite mild in terms of fighting terrorism. You know, we could solve the situation today. We're only constrained, and I'm telling this completely true. Political correctness is the engine that's driving our ability to deal with a problem that's been festering in this country for 20 years and continues to grow worldwide. Look, we just had an election yesterday in the Middle East where a terrorist organization, clear terrorist organization, gets elected to office. I mean, what does that tell you about what's happening in regions in this world? We're in a dangerous neighborhood, and we got to make sure that we protect our way of life that we cherish. And quite frankly, the NSA's work is important, and so is the work of the USA Patriot Act in bringing these individuals to justice, not only here, but outside this country.
And while I applaud the president for what he's doing, Dr. Kushner, I look at our borders and I see how porous they are. And my worry, sir, is that the enemy is going to walk through the desert, go through one of those holes in the barbed wire with a nuclear bomb and a suitcase and take out San Antonio.
They are. And this is why, look, myself was a supporter of the president and administration. I give him an F in, on immigration. Quite frankly, George Bush is, the second is actually a liberal when it comes to immigration. For the life of me, I don't know why he's soft on our southern borders. Maybe he thinks that's the future who's going to put the other Republicans in office. This is a bad problem that we face. So it's not that Republicans or people who support the current administration give him a pass on everything. I mean, I think he's not done enough on this particular issue. And I think the immigration issue, certainly in our borders, are in deep trouble, and I think the only way we're going to be able to solve that is if we deal with it with the military. Otherwise, we're going to continue to have the penetration of our southern borders as well as our northern borders, and I think this is detrimental to the security of this country.
Knowing that the enemy can move as quickly as they do, and I think that we foiled an attempt, Dr. Kushner, a week or so ago, and we found out that someone was trying to buy up these prepaid calling cards, buy a lot of them. Is it that not a tip that the enemy is trying to find some way to circumvent the system?
Well, it certainly is, and that speaks to what we were talking before about having the ability to do roving wiretaps because of the cellular technology. That's absolutely right. That was a very good flag that went up. It showed that somebody in a Walmart or somebody in some store that is selling these and somebody comes in to order a large quantity calls the authorities. This means at least that we're getting some education to the general public. I mean, certainly I would think if somebody went in and wanted to buy 5,000 pounds of fertilizer and fuel oil, that would raise a red flag. But now the cellular technology has as well. That's very important, and I think it's right. I mean, you can't underestimate the help the general public can give in this particular situation. And who knows what those cell phones might have been used for. I could tell you this, that they're used in a variety of different ways, one for communications, and two to trigger devices that could take down a building or an airplane.
Dr. Kushner, I have a question, not to take you too far from what you wrote for FamilySecurityMatters.com, but I've always wondered what you thought of this. The Al Jazeera, which are allowed to operate with studios in Washington, in my judgment, Doctor, is subversive in nature. They're the ones that have always seemed to be the first to have these Osama bin Laden new videotapes. They're always the ones that get to screen it first, and they're allowed under our free system to operate in this country. But the very nature of what they do tends to be subversive, is it not?
Oh, I think Al Jazeera is the mouthpiece for Al-Qaeda and certainly militant Islam. They're arguing by saying no, that they're trying to give an report the news. But if you look at the way they report the news, the way they report issues in this country, they're certainly not favorable to our way of life. When we have raucous debate during the political elections, they show it as tremendous opposition to what the president. I think the American public should understand this. There have been 40, 50-plus tapes that have been delivered to Al Jazeera over the years. Don't you find it strange that there's not a smoking gun, a trail as to where they get these tapes, how these tapes are delivered? Quite frankly, Al Jazeera to me is disgusting. I would shut them down. Quite frankly, I believe strongly in First Amendment rights. But I think in this case, during World War II, we had Tokyo Rose. For those not old enough to have read history, she was the propaganda wing of the Japanese government. I think Al Jazeera airs everything that is counter to the American system. And I think it's a dangerous, dangerous network, not only on the airwaves, on the radio, but also on the net. And I think it's indeed problematic. And certainly their sympathies are not with the United States. And quite frankly, they've been hiring. Recently, they just hired a reporter from the New York area to work for Al Jazeera, a fellow named Dave Marish, who worked at ABC and the local stations here, is now going to work for him. And his point is, well, it gets the voice out. It gets the voice of, gets the other side to understand the issues. That's absolutely nonsense. If you read the words on Al Jazeera, you listen to the speak on Al Jazeera, it's clearly anti-American in everything it's delivered. It makes the BBC look like, some right-wing organization.
Exactly. And I think that in this new war on terror, we're also dealing with emotions and propaganda from the other guys. Why do we want to encourage them or give them credibility by allowing them to operate within the same block of C-SPAN?
Oh, well, absolutely. And you look, Osama bin Laden's most recent tape indicates that he's watching poll numbers. He even mentioned, alluded to poll numbers in the tape. So it showed that the president was making some headway with the speeches he was making, showing what his policy is and justifying opposition in Iraq. And that, I think, forced the hand of Osama bin Laden to put out that tape and to use poll numbers and appeal to the opposite side of the aisle. Look, I don't want to say that Ted Kennedy or Cindy Sheehan or certainly Harry Belafonte or Nancy Pelosi are card-carrying members of al-Qaeda, but certainly their rhetoric and their opposition and the way they present things certainly plays into the hands of al-Qaeda and certainly is used by Al Jazeera to show the world outside the United States that the United States has an opposition that is very strong to the president.
Finally, Dr. Kushner, how do you think this NSA thing will end up playing out for the president? We know the Intelligence and Judiciary Committees are going to hear not only from the Attorney General, but there'll be more questions in the month of February. How's it going to end up?
I think it'll end up in two ways. One, you might even see some legislation passed that would even loosen up the ability for search warrants to be written, that they wouldn't have to go necessarily to the Attorney General, but there are many other low-level people. If that's what the Democrats want, I think the Republicans can deliver that. On the other hand, I think the American public, if they give Bush any credibility in terms of numbers in the polls, has always been in national security, and I think they remain strong and they will grow. I think the American public want to be safe. So I think the NSA thing will play out to what the administration currently wants to do. But I will tell you this. My sources inside these agencies tell me that people in these agencies are somewhat worried. They're worried in the sense that they're doing their job. They know they're doing their job, but they're concerned about their own safety and health. They're concerned about getting sued, that somebody would cut them out, you know, and then they'd have to be in a position to defend themselves. So I think this whole thing that was the New York Times and other media broke about it, I think did it a disservice really to the United States. And quite frankly, I think it tipped the hand to our enemy as to how we're surveilling them and what techniques that we're using to stop them from blowing something up here in the United States.
Terrorism expert Dr. Harvey Kushner, contributing editor for FamilySecurityMatters.com, author of the book Holy War on the Home Front as well. Dr. Kushner, great talking with you, sir. Thanks for giving us the time.
It's been indeed my pleasure. Thank you.